Namaskar. This is Akhilesh Bhargav again. Welcome to Tidbits on Business and Finance with me. Let's talk about ease of doing business in India. You will recall that last year, in the World Bank rankings of ease of doing business, India had jumped the ratings by 30 notches. It was major celebration time for the Modi government. They went over the rooftop saying that here are agencies like the World Bank which are giving us these kind of ratings and things are improving. A 30-notch improvement in a year looked impressive. But when we went to the very methodology on how the rating was taken, to us, it was a suspect case of giving ratings. The survey pursuant to which this rating was given by the World Bank was conducted only in 4 metropolitan cities of Mumbai, Chennai, Delhi and Calcutta. They don't represent India in totality. Indian business is there in a lot of smaller cities, which include the Tirupur, a Moradabad, a Surat, a Vapi, a Rajkot, and Indore, and many others. They were not surveyed. So, giving a ranking on the basis of a survey conducted in 4 cities to us was a questionable methodology. Nevertheless, it's good India got a better rating. But the next point is, what is the proof of the pudding on the ground reality? To us, the ground reality was very different. The ease of doing business at the ground reality by the small and medium entrepreneur did not show any great improvement, as the World Bank may want to state and as the government wanted to claim. Let's look at it from a very different perspective. The large entrepreneur of India, the fat cat billionaires, ease of doing business doesn't bother them. They have a single window clearance that comes because of their connections and power. It is a small and medium entrepreneur where the proof of the pudding lies. It is he who determines whether business, ease of doing business has improved for him or not. And when you don't go to the smaller cities, you have missed out most of India in taking that kind of a call. It's time for another rating to be announced. Ease of doing business rating to be announced by the World Bank. It's due to be out on the 31st of October. The government has already started its tick-in-the-box approach, and the government mavens have started saying that this time we'll get a rating in the 80s. The last time it was 100. So an improvement of another 15-20 points, notches, is what they are claiming. The claims are based on primarily the GST that was implemented by the government of India and the IBC code, the bankruptcy code, which has come into play in India. They think that it is because of these that India's ease of doing business rating will shoot up. We are least bothered about these ratings because if they don't reflect the ground reality, they are just academic analysis done by the government. And let us look at the ground reality, which even the World Bank talks about. The World Bank noted last year that one of the reasons that India does not get good numbers in the ease of business is the fact that it takes years for a contract to be enforced in India. It said that if there is an ordinary contract, it takes over 1500 days for just the contract to be executed in terms of persons getting their rights against the contract. It showed a very slow judiciary. It also showed that a defaulting person under the contract can merrily get away with it. There has been no perceptible improvement in this particular timeline, which is so crucial for an entrepreneur. The same timeline in New Zealand, which stands number one in this ranking globally, is about 100 days. In India, we talk 1500 plus days. No ease in this matter. The second point that the World Bank itself said was that getting construction permits in India is a Herculean task. Even that has not eased. Construction permits remain as difficult as they were. So, no improvement there either. The government may talk about GST. Yes, a good measure in India. But has it been easy on the small entrepreneur? It has not been easy. Filing a GST return, an ordinary GST return, is still a huge challenge for the entrepreneur, the small one as we are talking. No great improvement there. The government has certainly simplified it over the period of time because they realized that their initial measures they came out were not practically correct. But the small entrepreneur is still struggling with his GST returns. GST returns gets us to another related topic. GST refunds have not been coming. Exporters are still struggling for their GST refunds that are due to them. And the amount runs in tens of thousands of crores. If refunds are not coming in, exporters' monies are blocked. How does the ease of doing business improve for them? In fact, at a time when the rupee has weakened and Indian exports could have shot up, they have not shot up because working capital of exporters continues to be blocked in GST refunds, which have not yet come. Labor reforms are pending, land reforms are pending, reforms related to setting up businesses thanks to corruption, heavy-handed regulation, those are pending. Try to deal with any government department. Red tapism and corruption remains as far as the medium and small entrepreneur is concerned. So for them, the ease of doing business is not improved. So if the government is expecting that our rating will go up by another 15 points, another 15, 20 notches, it's a theoretical achievement. At the ground level, there is not really any achievement. And ask this of a small and medium entrepreneur, not in the metro cities only, but in cities spread all over the country. The real proof of the pudding will come when the small and medium entrepreneur, his economy shoots up. And if you look at the present trend of the IT returns being filed, the small and medium entrepreneurs' fortunes have not improved. They will also not improve unless the crisis in India's banking sector is sorted out. So while the government waits for 31st October for the new World Bank ratings to be announced, and because of the measures of IBC and GST primarily, it thinks that the ratings will improve considerably. But for us, the real proof of the pudding in the ratings is at the ground reality to be determined by a small and medium entrepreneur, not just in the metros, but in small cities all over India. This is Akhilesh Bhargav signing off. Till we meet again. Namaskar.